Playing with us this morning in our program is Kate Olson from Cass County Iowa State University Extension and Outreach, and we're going to talk about a program coming up in the month of March, which, by the way, isn't that far off now, is it?
It is not.
Not at all. How are you this morning?
I'm well, and yourself?
Very good. The program that we're going to talk about is a financial course based toward women.
Yes, Money Talk is actually a very successful program across many states using curriculum developed in cooperation with another extension system that's being used all over the U.S. and very, very successful. Great program, gets rave reviews. We're really excited to do it in Cass County.
Is this something new for Cass County then?
We have not hosted a Money Talk course, if ever. It's been quite a while. Money Talk is also available online as more of a web-based series, but of course it's much more fun to do locally because you get to have that group experience, and we are also bringing in a whole bunch of local financial experts to be our co-teachers.
Okay, so what's the basis behind this? It's based toward women. It's called Money Talks. It covers a lot of different basics and things about financials and things. What prompted this?
It's similar. We've done a program called Annie's Project multiple times in the past, and it's based on the fact that women tend to learn a little bit differently, or maybe they weren't raised with the same financial background. If they didn't grow up with a role model of a female having the responsibility for the financials in the house, they may not have that background, and so it feeds a little bit towards the different learning styles of women, the group learning styles, the group activity, and so also just is a good chance. We do bring in all women presenters to make sure that folks are comfortable asking questions and to help them see that we've got a great resource for tons of financially savvy ladies right here in Cass County that can be good resources for them.
You know, really, in a relationship, both spouses should be well informed and on the same page when it comes to a lot of these types of financial issues, but as you said, we all learn a little differently anyway. We all have different interests. My level of interest might not go as high as my spouse's sometimes. You never know. But, you know, it's and sometimes the women know more than the men. The men might know more than the women. We just sometimes don't communicate about some of those things. It's important everybody's on the same page.
Absolutely. And we do continue to see a need for programs like this. We get phone calls at the office, and that's the reason we've done Annie's Project in the past. We always get phone calls when the husband is, you know, no longer a part of the farming operation. Well, what do I do? I've never been in charge of this before. And the same applies, of course, across all areas of life. But the nice thing about the Money Talk series is even if you are involved in the basics of financial management in your life, or no matter where you are in the stages of your life, the topics that we are going to cover, and I should just get into those real quick, it's a five-class series. Mm-hmm. We'll start with financial basics, move on to insurance essentials, go to investment fundamentals, retirement realities, and then legal issues. So you hit on those things, a huge cross-section of all of those things that you may not think of necessarily as the basic financial management skills, but all of those certainly have an impact on the bottom line and your overall financial well-being. And really, you know, I mean, I'm kind of at the spot in my life where I'll admit I'm probably not thinking a lot about retirement right now, but you need to start thinking and planning for things like that. And as you know, every year that you're closer is one more year you should already be planning. So as you get to those different phases in your life, well, you realize that, you know, maybe I've got the basics down. Maybe I kind of understand how that goes. But maybe you just want to double check and make sure you're hitting on all cylinders. This is kind of a very good comprehensive overview. And they'll take home little to-do lists to go check their own personal finances and kind of come back with their new goals every week, too.
Well, and smart financial planning, financial well-being is much more than just opening up the savings account and saying, look what I have. It's more than that. So obviously, it's going to reach into a lot of these different areas. One of the things that I first noticed when I looked at the brochure that I think is actually pretty neat is that you've really localized this. You've
yes.
got a lot of local familiar names who are coming in to help present some of these topics.
Absolutely. And that's the reason behind that. Again, we do that with our Annie's Project, too. If you need to follow up or want or don't even know where to start once you've attended this class, boy, I really need to do something about investments. You know, that wasn't on my radar. I want to learn more, but I didn't know where to start. You can start at this class and you can set your goals. But if you have further questions, go talk to a local presenter. as you mentioned, we do have local presenters for almost every session. We start out with the financial basics will be presented by Sandra McKinnon, who's our human sciences specialist for the Southwest Iowa area here in Extension. She's done programs with us before. She's fantastic. She's kind of the co-leader and coordinator of this entire program. So she'll be at every session kind of co-teaching. Our guest instructor for the second session on insurance is Tammy Cullen of Cullen & Associates here in town. Our guest instructor for investment fundamentals is Jenny Johnson of Wiggis & Johnson with Ameriprise Financial here in town. Retirement realities is going to be co-taught by Megan Roberts of Megan Roberts State Farm. And then our legal issues will be covered by Jody Lawrence of Otto Lawrence and Wiederstein here in town. So like you mentioned, it's very localized. It's a very open discussion. Ask all the questions you want. You will get a workbook to kind of guide you through the basics, but you set your own goals based on what you hear in the class and what you want to do next.
Nice thing is they not only understand the issues, the overriding issues there, but they also understand how they apply to folks who live in this area.
Right. And they understand how they apply to folks who live in this area, and they've heard those questions in their office, and they give advice on this anyway, but they've also seen the result of that advice. So they have some great resources and great tips to share with folks.
Absolutely. Now, how long will these sessions last? You're going to meet five different times each week, right? Once a week for 5 weeks.
Once a week for 5 weeks. They will meet on Thursdays. We'll be meeting at the Cass County Community Center there, right attached to the Extension office. We'll be meeting in the evenings from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. It should be a good plan a nice little Thursday evening outing if you want to bring a friend or a mom or a daughter or a cousin, whatever you want. It's often we find with programs like this that folks do enjoy taking them with a friend or maybe neighbor, somebody they know, and they both learn a little bit of something. No matter how far apart you are in your goals or you're achieving them, it's a good way to kind of get a double check.
As we get a little older and get a little more experience, we like to think that we've absorbed, because life is a lifelong learning experience.
Mm-hmm.
We like to think that we've absorbed some things and whatever, but when you stop and think about it, because we're going to do it here pretty quick if we haven't already, you're going to sit down probably with a tax preparer. You could fill out your own tax forms. You could do all that stuff, but you choose not to because you understand you have your limitations and somebody else might be better off to help look out for your best interests financially.
Right.
It's kind of what you're doing with this program.
Absolutely. It's a really great checkup no matter where you are in life to say, okay, which of these things that are just basically, it's like a financial checkup in these five main areas. Which of these things that they recommend as best practices are you maybe already doing? You feel like you've got that down. And which one would be a next step that you could take to make yourself feel even more better? Or if you know that you need to do something, but you're not sure how to get started with that next step, maybe you do go to your tax appointment and they say, well, what do you have for investments that we need to talk about? And you say, well, boy, I don't know. Do I need to be doing something with investments? And this is a good place to come ask that question, see where you're at, see if that's an option you need to consider.
Absolutely. Now, there might be some circumstances where they can't get to all five sessions, but they're still going to be able to pull out of these because they'll all kind of tie together in a way.
Absolutely, yes. And they will be five separate topics. So for everyone who registers for the class, you will get the full workbook. And it's your personal workbook to keep. You'll do your own information in it. It's not something you have to turn in. We don't need to know your financial information. It's for you to do and share as much as you want with the group sharing, but also for you to do your own work in your own workbook, take your goals home, check them against what you want to do. So all of that information will be given to them regardless. Of course, there will be a little bit of building on each other. So attending most of them would probably be recommended, but certainly it's not. If you know you're out of town on one of those 5 days, don't not sign up because the other 4 days would be good information.
You're not taking attendance?
No.
No, okay. Well, now, there is a small cost. It's not very much, but there is a small cost to this to cover the cost of the handouts and things.
Correct.
Tell folks about that and how they sign up.
Okay, so to sign up, we will have a brochure posted on our website, or you can call the Extension office. We will also have these out around town, so you can find one. The cost to sign up is $25, and that is for all five classes, as well as the workbook and any other materials for each class. That is offset in large part by our sponsors. So our presenters have all graciously also agreed to help cover the cost of this class because they wanted it to be available to everybody, regardless of cost. So you can also certainly pick up a brochure at any of our sponsor locations, Cullen Associates, Wiggis & Johnson, Megan Roberts, State Farm, or Otto Lawrence and Wiederstein, and they will have those available for you to pick those up and get them back to the Extension office as well.
Outstanding. Money Talk. It's a financial course for women. Again, March 3rd, 10th, 17th, 24th, and 31st. Every Thursday in March, they'll be meeting in the evenings. And this will be, oh, by the way, where?
At the Cass County Community Center, right there attached to the Extension office on the fairgrounds.
Easy place to go, easy place to park. Very good. So make sure you get yourself signed up so you don't miss out on the opportunity. Kate, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.